I guess the first question is always the easiest. What did you see, and when did you first see it?
We saw a very large and bright meteor, and that was across the northern part of the sky. And it's a meteor type that is commonly called a fireball meteor. This one was, from my own personal view on this one, exceptionally bright, certainly the brightest meteor I've ever seen. And I think with most folks that we've talked to, quite a few people who were able to witness that, and it was either exceptionally bright or probably the brightest thing most folks have seen in the sky beyond lightning or the sun.
That's a fairly bright meteor, I would suppose. Are there any indications as to how large it was, or if it landed, or if it all broke up, or what's the situation?
Well, we don't have any ground truth necessarily on exactly what hit the ground or if anything hit the ground. There is some reports coming out of southern Wisconsin that that there may have been some interaction with the ground. We're trying to determine that at this time. But we haven't had any reports of damage or injuries certainly from this. So we'll hopefully figure some of that kind of thing out today as the sun comes up, and you can start to piece things together as to if there is anything on the ground, try to put that puzzle together.
Now, have you guys been able to roll back some of the radar images from that time around? Did it cause a blip on any radars?
Yeah, absolutely. We do believe this did show up on radar. We've got similar radar images coming out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, as well as from our office here in the Quad Cities. Those radar images are available on our website here. We posted a story on there.
Okay. And is that just the main website, weather.gov, or is it the Quad Cities page?
You can certainly find it off of weather.gov. Go ahead and if click on Eastern Iowa or Northwest Illinois, you'll go right to the Quad Cities webpage and find that story.
Okay, great. And in terms of like who all has seen this? I mean, obviously you've seen it, but I'm seeing reports that people like as far south as Decatur saw it, up Bloomington, and I probably would have seen it too if I hadn't been in bed. But where are the reports coming from? Have people been reporting things to you, or where do they usually report it?
Well, a lot of folks initially reported this one to 911 for the obvious. A lot of folks saw this as an emergency situation with what could have been an airplane coming down. And because it was so bright, a lot of folks thought this was a lot closer to them than what it really was. Similar reports came out of, as you mentioned, much of Illinois, the northern portions of Missouri, any portion of eastern Iowa that had clear skies, southern Wisconsin, parts of southeast Minnesota, even as far away as Indiana and southern Michigan. So a clear night and a very, very bright meteor.
And I suppose you mentioned that it wasn't as close to people as they originally thought. If that's the case, what causes these things to be so bright, be it the size or just the speed that it was traveling, or what usually causes this? And I don't know if your expertise as a meteorologist will allow you to answer that, but I guess give it a shot if you can.
I can give it a shot. Yeah, despite the name title here being meteorologist, meteors are not my true expertise. But I do know as the meteorite or meteor interacts with the upper atmosphere and encounters the first upper layers of the atmosphere, which are actually up there in the ionosphere, and the meteor certainly takes quite a bit of friction there, and it does kind of ignite. In this case, that was a burning meteorite, giving a lot of a visible light spectrum, as well as kind of, I believe, a radio spectrum can get off some energy there as well. We haven't mentioned it, but also as this got down into the lower portions of the atmosphere, it gave off a sonic boom, and that was especially notable up there in far northern Illinois. If Highway 20 in the northern part of the state there, off into Iowa and southern Wisconsin, the sonic boom was clearly audible and shook houses and even trees to the point where wind chimes were set off, not because of the wind, but because of the sonic boom.
Well, Andy, anything you want to add? Anything we've missed?
No, I don't think so. It's certainly an unusual event, and it's the first time I've seen anything that impressive. So if you're up looking to the north about 10 o'clock last night, it was quite a show for a few seconds.